Chapter 47 Translator. Zia Editor. Ellie, oh, looks like the second brother-in-law arrived first. The eldest princess's husband arrived a step later and greeted loudly. Lately, the crown princess had been recuperating at home, while the eldest princess's husband was in high spirits, feeling that fortune had turned in his favor. He felt extremely delighted. How is the second sister's injury? Dealing with court affairs can be truly exhausting. These past few days, every time the crown prince returns home, he looks very tired. But rest assured, second brother-in-law, when you go back, tell the second sister that her imperial sister will take care of the matters entrusted to her by the empress and ensure her peace of mind. The crown prince smiled and hid his resentment, and his eyes almost seemed to spew fire. In his heart, he cursed. A lowly person enjoying their success. However, no matter what, he couldn't lose his composure. Thank you for your concern, brother-in-law. The crown princess's injury has completely healed. I believe you won't have to endure hardship for much longer. There are numerous burdens and affairs in the court, and it's essential to have experience like the crown princess to handle them smoothly. I appreciate your efforts. As the two engaged in their subtle battle, Ducian silently sipped tea nearby. Strangely, the crown prince's expression showed no trace of anxiety or unease. Could it be that the crown princess' leg had healed completely? In the evening, all the distinguished guests and visitors had finally been sent off, and the publicity had been flawlessly executed. Ducian got into the carriage and returned to Zhenbian Palace. By this time, Xu Ting had not returned, and the kitchen had not yet prepared dinner. Ducian decided to rest for a while on the soft couch. Later in the evening, Xu Ting returned. Ducian had been lying down for about half an hour when he woke up, facing the setting sun's warm glow streaming through the window, feeling a sense of emptiness and loneliness. Just then, Xu Ting pushed the door open and immediately lifted Ducian from the couch, dispelling any lingering melancholic emotions in his heart. Do you want to sleep a little longer? I'll tell father that we'll have dinner in our own courtyard, it's no problem. No need, let's not give father a reason to laugh at us. Xu Ting put him down. During the meal, Han Ji said, the date for the celebration at the Lu residence has been set, and it will be in the 12th month. Are the two of you planning to attend? Han Ji had already received the invitation from the Lu residence. This initial invitation might have its date changed later, as its primary purpose was to announce the upcoming wedding of the second Miss Lu. Han Ji asked this question with consideration for Ducian, knowing that he had a history with Lu Jilan, even though that chapter was now firmly closed. During Ducian's wedding to Xu Ting, Lu Jilan hadn't attended, so if he didn't wish to go to the Lu residence, he could choose not to. Is it Lu Jilan and Mo Zian? Just like Ducian, Xu Ting also thought of the incident that happened during the hunting event. I heard about it today at the Elegance Garden, Ducian replied. I won't go, Xu Ting decisively said. Ducian also had no intention of attending, believing that Lu Jilan and Mo Zian wouldn't be pleased to see them, especially him. There was no need to invite trouble. All right, in that case, your mother and I will go. Neither Ducian nor Xu Ting wanted to go, but Lu Jilan and Mo Zian seemed to want them there for some unknown reason. In November, when the exact date of their wedding was set, the invitation sent to Zhenbian Palace had Xu Ting and Ducian's names specially written on it. After the incident at the hunting event, Lu Jilan solemnly proposed to Mo Zian for marriage. In fact, this wasn't the first time Lu Jilan asked Mo Zian to marry her. Shortly after falling in love at first sight with Mo Zian, Lu Jilan eagerly wished for him to marry her. However, Mo Zian turned her down on the spot, prompting Lu Jilan to reflect on her impulsive behavior. But she began to pursue Mo Zian, and soon, the entire capital knew that the second young miss of the Lu family had been captivated by a merchant's son, and only he could win her heart. During this time, Ducian also faced the peak of rumors and gossip. Lu Jilan then attempted a second proposal, but due to the attitude of Lu Jilan's family, Mo Zian gently declined once again. Feeling disappointed, Lu Jilan didn't give up. Fortunately, Mo Zian didn't break ties with her completely. Lu Jilan became more determined and resolute. After regrouping, she changed her strategy, hoping to gradually move Mo Zian's heart through persistent efforts. Lu Jilan believed that with sincerity, even the hardest heart could be softened, and she was convinced that Mo Zian would eventually agree to marry her. However, after the incident occurred, Lu Jilan felt guilty and excited. She couldn't bear it any longer and immediately proposed to Mo Zian for marriage. When Lu Jilan said, "Marry me," Mo Zian didn't feel the same excitement as Lu Jilan did. He wasn't moved either, instead, he felt more regret and unease. Mo Zian was indeed fond of Lu Jilan, and he was certain about that. However, Mo Zian resisted the idea of marrying Lu Jilan. He was well aware that marrying Lu Jilan would mean having to compromise and yield, especially when Lu Jilan's family did not approve of him. Mo Zian believed that their current state was the best. Lu Jilan would help him, and at the same time, he wouldn't have to endure the suffocating life in the inner palace that he would face if he married Lu Jilan. But things had already progressed too far, and now that they had come to this point, what else could Mo Zian do besides accepting Lu Jilan's proposal? In the end, Mo Zian agreed to Lu Jilan's marriage proposal. Lu Jilan was delighted and promised to give Mo Zian a grand wedding that would make all men envious. Lu Jilan became heavily involved in the preparations for the wedding, even more than He Rongrai, which made her elated. The relationship between Lu Jilan and Mo Zian was getting closer, causing their engagement to attract a lot of attention. Thinking about Lu Jilan's promise, Mo Zian, on impulse, added the names of Du Xian and Xu Ting on the invitation card. Unfortunately, before the invitation could reach the Zhenbian Palace, Xu Ting received an imperial decree from the Empress, instructing her to leave the capital along with Du Xian. When Xu Ting and Du Xian returned to the capital, they found the city adorned with silver decorations. Red firecracker scraps mixed with snow outside the Lu mansion, indicating that Lu Jilan and Mo Zian had already completed their wedding ceremony on the 8th day of the 12th lunar month. Inside the Jiaofeng Hall, the Empress held a small bamboo tube in her hand. The veins on her hand were clearly visible. They had managed to find the divine physician He Jushin, but the number of secret guards they had sent out was insufficient. The guards had encountered ambushes and couldn't bring the doctor back. According to the news that came, half of the guards had sacrificed their lives to protect the doctor, and the rest were desperately escorting him back to his secluded valley. With few people, it was impossible to safely bring the doctor all the way back to the capital. The Empress tightly gripped the piece of paper and hurriedly set off to Yangshao Palace. Upon seeing the note, the Dowager Empress threw it into the burning charcoal in the brazier and said to the restless Empress, "Tell the Emperor." "Empress, Aunt?" "Dowager Empress, the Emperor will not refuse to save the princess. Inform him and let him send people to bring He Jushin back. Only this way can ensure her safe arrival and cure the princess's leg." The Empress understood that they had originally kept the fact that the princess's leg couldn't be cured a secret from the Emperor. But now that they were certain that He Jushin could heal the princess's leg, there was no need for secrecy anymore. The most important thing now was to safely bring the doctor back to the capital. "I understand, I will send some guards with the Emperor immediately," the Empress replied. "Wait," the Dowager Empress said, "let the Emperor personally appoint Xu Ting as the one to escort He Jushin. This way, we can ensure that everything goes smoothly." Xu Ting, in the Empress's mind, she quickly went through the options of military commanders in the court and chief guards in the palace, recalling everything about Xu Ting. Then she nodded to the Dowager Empress and said, "Yes, Aunt." After leaving Yangshao Palace, the Empress returned the next day, and Xu Ting received the second imperial decree. Getting two imperial decrees within half a year was undoubtedly a rare honor in the entire court. The Empress granted Xu Ting 800 imperial guards and a luxurious carriage, instructing her to bring the doctor He Jushin to the capital to treat the princess. On the day the imperial decree was issued, the estate of the North Town Prince became busy and chaotic. Xu Ting had to set aside all his affairs to carry out the Empress's orders. Du Xian helped Xu Ting pack her belongings. The sudden arrival of the imperial decree caught them off guard, and Xu Ting was scheduled to depart the next day. While packing, Du Xian couldn't help feeling deeply reluctant and a bit sad. Xu Ting embraced Du Xian and comforted him, saying, "Will you miss me?" Du Xian turned in his embrace, placing his hand on Xu Ting's back. "Come back early, and don't get hurt," he said. Xu Ting replied, "How about I take you with me?"